Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Oh, mm. Oh yeah. Mm. Mm. Oh. Wait, wait, wait. Ow! And boom goes the dynamite.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another edition of the Morning X with Nick and Jake. How are you? How are you? How are you? Good? Good, man. Careful. It's a little wet out there. Hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. Let me go with a classic. Huh? Did you ever know that you're my Hajda? Host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? You're everything I wish I Nick be could Nick. You're everything I Nick I could be. Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
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 See, it works. It could be an intro.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
You like it, right?
Not really, but I know you enjoy it.
What's the problem? What do you mean, not really?
I mean, it's just...
Guys, Nick is in a thing today, okay?
Oh, here we go. Nick is in a thing.
Are you not in a thing?
I'm always in a thing, man.
No, you're not. There's some days where you're, like, ready to have fun and have a good time on the radio.
If I'm in a day where I'm not ready to have fun, just start the show, but I'm not having fun. I don't like your wet laser thing.
Okay, okay.
Just bring it in.
You don't like it?
Well, that is an intro.
My mommy told me at dinner last night she thinks it makes a good intro for the radio show, and she knows, okay?
Oh, does she?
She knows about radio things, man.
Okay.
Okay, here, let's just take that part out. We'll produce the show on the fly. What do you want as an icebreaker? How Bumbleito is an a-hole, or about my journey to work, which is all effed?
I would like to tell the people that I-35 is messed up. Just go home.
Oh,
today's a bad day.
So
calling sick to work. Just go home.
See, listen, he's already decided it's a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm here. Despite what I went through on the way to work today, I'm here ready to have fun. How come you can't just come here and be ready to have fun?
Huh? Because the first thing you say to me is something about Instagram and the thing, and I'm like,
first thing, I ask a question. The first thing you heard from me was a criticism, an attack, when in fact it wasn't. It was just an inquiry. You can't even ask a question. It's like having two girlfriends, guys. All right, it's like
now you're comparing me to
like you go home and
if both of your girlfriends are pissed off at you, it's definitely their fault.
Well, you smell something cooking, and you just ask what's for dinner, and all of a sudden that was an attack. Okay, just a simple inquiry of what's for dinner. And it's like, now you're the a-hole, okay?
Now you're taking your problems at home and bringing them to work, okay?
Right.
And
as
your work wife, I don't appreciate it, okay?
I got here, I looked at what was going on in the social media thing, and I just said, what is this? And then Haja was like, I don't know, man, I did the best that I could.
Okay. I still want to explain to people what's going on with the traffic, but apparently...
Oh, okay.
Talk to our news...
Sorry. Well, time out from Happy Fun Morning Show Times for a traffic update, Nicholas.
Happy Fun Morning Times is just making me a crazy girlfriend. That's happy fun for you, not happy fun for me. But okay, it's all about Jason having happy fun. Mm. Now we're just totally full on into the disaster.
Oh, no.
Just go to commercial
break.
All I want to talk about is apparently an 18-wheeler ran into a building.
Oh, yeah.
That's what our news department says.
All right. Well, I had a fun story that goes along with that, but somebody is allergic to fun today.
Tell your fun story.
Tell your
fun story.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job.
Okay, let's just proceed as if this is going really well.
Everybody go home, go to bed. Try tomorrow.
The people have
to
go to
tomorrow.
Try on Saturday.
Try again tomorrow.
Just get up tomorrow and go to the office.
Have a good day. Try again tomorrow. Friday's right.
The Morning X.
Regardless of what happens to the DJ Dick Mash Green Day mashup contest, 7:45 today, we do have a final attempt at win the Before You Could Buy Them tickets to see Green Day. Hang out for that. It's time for today's Morning X Burning X question. What are you burning X on today, Hajda?
What are you most tired of? A, superhero movies. B, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Trump versus Biden, or these polls. Go vote at 101X Morning X. This comes from two things. I saw there's a fun new survey that says that 89.3% of Americans want less Taylor Swift with their football. And I saw the new Marvel movie last
okay,
night.
Okay, hold on. 83% of what?
89.3. 89% of people. 89.3. Well, football fans, NFL fans are tired of Taylor Swift.
I don't get it, all right? I guess I don't get the whole phenomenon you're asking about of being tired of something. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're tired of Taylor Swift content, don't consume it, okay? It's like people who are
it's
like
everywhere, Jason.
The people
you
who
can't
say
get away from it.
The baseball
we're doing it right now.
Baseball games are too long. We got to fix baseball so that the games are shorter. Tune in the fifth inning. Boom, the game is so much shorter. Nobody has forced you.
They're talking about how long it takes the pitcher to sit there and look at the catcher, and then
okay,
the catcher
sure,
gives him one
sure.
finger, and then he's like, "No, I don't like that." And he scratches his butt, and then he comes back. And
I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. And I suppose it is my business. I am obliged. It is correct strategy for me to put Taylor Swift content into your face. Mm-hmm. And I'm not tired of it. I mean, because I don't allow it to fatigue me. I don't get it.
I'm still waiting for a Swiftie to tell me how to beat the Tampa 2 defense.
Yeah.
I want to get to that point.
When you want less Taylor Swift with your football, you just mean instead of, because what did they say, there's 17 cutaways to Taylor. Mm-hmm. They're going to cut away to something. You just want to cut away to the guy in the front row who's got interesting face paint?
Is that a lot of
what
people
is the problem?
Are just,
I don't understand.
They're just angry that Taylor Swift has invaded
also,
their lives anyway. So they're just pushing back on it.
Marvel movies, excited to hear your review, I said. Genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
How could I be tired of them? I just won't see them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not tired of them at all.
Just people in general, the concepts annoy us, and we're not all as highly involved as Jason Dick,
well,
I guess.
That's what I would tell you.
But look, I love it. Okay. I spoiler alert for my Marvel review, I liked it.
Oh,
I liked it. Anything that they do, I'm going to consume and be like, oh my God, that makes me tear up and gives me all the feels and everything. I'm a sucker for it.
I just figured it out.
I'm just tired of it.
Is it possible? Is it too late to add an addendum to the poll? What am I most tired of? People who are not as evolved as Jason Dick, okay?
Oh, if you know it.
If there were...
There's like a whole separate Burning X question here.
What did you say? If everybody around me is mad at me, then maybe it must be that I'm the a-hole? Or
there's an old adage.
Is it possible that
you run into an a-hole in the morning, you ran into an a-hole. You run into a-holes all day, it's Jason Dick.
If everybody around me is perhaps just operating... You know,
if every Who's the a-hole radio bit you've done has come back as you being the a-hole...
That Trump Biden one is gonna. That one might be a. I just can't believe we're gonna do it again, man. That's the.
Well, look, here's the. I'm gonna tell you. Early results say that the people are tired of these polls, and normally I would appreciate you guys going with the comedy answer D question, but this one I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a spoiler alert for a future Morning X Burning X question. Do you guys get it? Do you guys get the Morning X Burning X question? Because I don't really get it, but he explained to me how it works, and then I was like, oh, okay, I see. But I don't know if the people get it.
Yeah, you look, you're tired of people not being as involved as Jason Dick. I'm tired of you not being involved as me. Oh, my God. Reach my level. That's right.
I feel like it might be a have to stoop. Okay.
It's a loop.
What is your answer? What are you the most tired of?
Probably these polls.
Probably these polls as well. At 10X Morning X on Twitter. Oh, Joe Taylor, we haven't had him for 16 years. My bad.
Oh.
Ran into Joe the other day. There is a I-35, I believe, northbound situation going on. Patrick, whoever from the newsroom, said what, Nick?
Well, he told me that an 18-wheeler hit a building, and that's what's messing things up.
That's the problem. They shouldn't have put a building in the middle of I-35. That was a questionable choice.
But when I try to get more confirmation other than Patrick, whoever, from the news station... It sends me to like an 18-wheeler accident out by the actual airport. So I don't know if he misheard me, misunderstood, if we're confusing airport road for the actual airport.
Oh, so but he's reporting on the incident that's not even... I'm glad we brought this to air. I can at least tell you on my drive this morning.
Yes, I would just report. You want to make a helicopter sound like it's Jason Dick up in the skies?
No. I-35 northbound at...
that's a train.
Yeah, and
are
it's just ruining things. I-35 northbound right there at airport. First of all, if you take airport up to I-35 like I do, hi, how are you? good to see you, neighbor. They won't even let you turn right. They won't let you turn north there. And so they shot me off, just said, keep going on airport.
Going, yeah.
And I'm like, what is this supposed to mean? I eventually turned on 51st, went, then had to turn left, which for some reason you can't turn left from 51st on I-35. You got to go onto the back road, Cameron, for a second, and then take another left through a shopping center. It's jacked, man. This just in, the Austin roadways, built by a lunatic. But
I almost say swing by that Home Depot.
Yeah,
pop out by the Best Buy and then go north. But
at that point, you're past it. I did, while waiting, then you're forced to wait at the light at I-35, and I guess that's 290, 2222, Koenig. That's right. We have three names for all of our roads. And there was next to me, I believe it was a Camaro.
Uh-huh.
Very not relatable brand automobile. It was, very not relatable. And as soon as the light turns, they like gun it. And I, at first, I thought they were trying to
cut off in front of me. Straight, yeah.
But no, I was in the right lane. I was like, if you're so excited to get in the right lane, come on over, bro. It's no problem. But it turns out they weren't trying to get in that lane. They had just totally lost control.
Oh!
because the roads are wet, man. Be careful. And so, yeah, right in front of me, I just see this Camaro that's fishtailing this way and that. I think they bumped their ass a little bit on the on the guard, the cement, whatever thing there. And I was
More relatable.
Good morning to you, sir. All of this.
Are you extra sensitive when another vehicle gets damage to its tail section now?
Because my tail section is a little vulnerable.
Yeah,
not at all. Okay. Not at all. I was just glad to not be part of it. So I was like, please do not fishtail all the way 180 degrees and hit me, sir. Just keep your damage in front of me.
You know, I come at the radio station from the east in the mornings, and so I was sitting there just, I didn't have to deal with any of this, but I was at a red light, and there was some big lifted truck next to me, and he spun out when he was trying to go, and I was like, oh, that sucks, man. Just me and my little crappy 2016 Nissan Altima. I'm just going to gently accelerate and blow past you. I felt powerful, man.
The Morning X with Nick and Dick. Very responsible, defensive drivers. Mm-hmm. Look at us. Accelerating away from a light at a normal rate.
That's right.
What's more relatable than that, boys and girls? Well, all of this to say, hey, if you take northbound I-35 on your commute, it's probably jacked right at airport there because a 18-wheeler may have run into a building or that might have happened many miles away. But I'll tell you this, as of 6 a.m., it was completely blocked. You couldn't do anything there at that point, that part of the road.
Do you think that the people who normally take northbound I-35 right now are like, yeah, thanks for the newsflash, guys. Traffic sucks. Like, that's my life. Every day.
No, I don't think that at all.
Okay.
I think that it's not great, but it's pretty rare that the entire northbound side is closed. So, you're welcome. You did say thanks genuinely, despite what Hajda tried to put upon you. You're welcome.
The Morning X.
Time for Hajda headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air. My guy Nick Hajda, go.
Israel has agreed to take a daily 4-hour breaks in fighting across northern Gaza in order to provide humanitarian aid. They announced that they are committing to announcing each 4-hour window at least 3 hours in advance starting Thursday, yesterday. This comes as the Biden administration has been warned by American diplomats that the Arab world is going to... they don't like us and our strong support for Israel's destructive and deadly military campaign in Gaza. Meanwhile, here in Austin, the rent prices are continuing to drop, according to the latest from Zillow.
The rent is too damn low.
It's slightly not too damn high, is how that would. They released October's observed rent and index yesterday, and the Austin rent prices fell 1.06% to $1,813 monthly, which is down almost 3% since last year.
Boom! Affordability.
That's right.
You asked for it, you got it.
And finally, is the latest gateway drug for your kids threatening their all lives and mental health? Coke.
Their all lives.
A new study says that the new gateway drug to be concerned about is Coca-Cola, and they said that young kids who drink caffeinated soda are twice as likely to admit to trying alcohol a year later. They still said that one possible explanation is that the caffeine and sugar can induce effects on the brain, making that person more sensitive.
I love having my brain affected.
Yeah.
It's so good, baby. So
like good. When you get more sensitive to the reinforcing effects of harder drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Or they say...
Hang on. Wait. Is that for real? if I drink a Diet Coke and then do hard drugs, they're going to be, my body's more sensitive to it?
They say that's one possible explanation. The other one
that's
is that...
That's why they say, kids, don't mix Diet Coke and fentanyl, all right?
I mean, just don't mix anything in fentanyl. Is probably the way to go. But the other example explanation is that kids who struggle to regulate their impulses may be more likely to try caffeine early on. So it's like, just your predisposition. So that, which is kind of good news, because that just means that no matter what, whether you drink Coke or not, you're doomed.
I want to self-report. Is Child Protective Services listening? It's not my child, but he does live under my roof, and I feel like you guys should know this. I didn't let him, okay, but I did leave it readily available for him. Bumbleito drank a Faygo Delicious Blueberry Soda the other day.
Ooh.
And I feel like he might not ever be the same now.
Yeah.
I bought it for a joke for my YouTube program, and then I just stuck it in the fridge. What are you drinking Wednesday? I got a Faygo.
I'm pretty sure I saw this PSA. Yeah, you got to lock that up and a trigger lock on that Faygo.
And I just left it in the fridge, and then the next day I came home and it was gone, and I was like, oh no, did I let that? And so, young Bumbleito's had a Faygo. Do you think he immediately transforms into a Juggalo, or does it like take time, or... Multiple Faygos.
Yeah, no, not on the first time. But you let him have like two more, he just will slowly start developing the clown face print on his face.
It'll just, they don't paint that on.
He comes in.
Sports.
No, that's how your body. That's how your body reacts.
Side effects to drinking Faygo. All right, cool. You guys know about Faygo? Great. Thursday night football. The Bears get the win 16-13 over the Carolina Panthers. Just another classic Thursday night football barn burner. In the college game, Louisville, who I suppose still has college football playoff aspirations, LOL, was in trouble last night versus UVA, Virginia. They were down 21-14, down 24-17, but rallied to win 31-24 to keep their college football playoff hopes, LOL, alive. And finally this, of course, on the University of Texas, when they take their number 7 ranking on the road tomorrow against TCU in Fort Worth for the last time, quarterback Quinn Ewers will be under center for the start of the game. Sark announced at his press conference yesterday, Quinn has had no setbacks this week in practice. Quote, I thought he got stronger as the week went on. I really didn't feel like there was a throw he couldn't make, end quote. Yeah. Now, Haj, as we've discussed on this and many other programs, we believe Steve Sarkisian to be a liar. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just a liar in the way that
he's not gonna tell us the truth.
Being a college football head coach requires one to be a liar. But he made it seem he didn't use the number 100%, but he made it seem like Quinn was fine, like everything, like he was an uninjured player. What percentage of Quinn do you think is showing up in Fort Worth tomorrow?
I'm going to say a solid 92.
92%?
92,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not ruling out that he has not had a... Rookie of the Year situation where he sprained his AC joint, but it healed back stronger, so his arm is going to be even stronger.
Even more arm.
It's like when Henry Rutabaga or whatever his name is.
Rutabaga is definitely.
The tendons healed.
Yeah.
He's able to throw the football. So Quinn might even be like 110%.
Okay. I got Texas 34-20. What say you?
Texas 42-12.
12, huh?
Yep.
So four field goals?
No.
Touchdown, field goal,
they can't kick an extra point. Two touchdowns, no extra points.
I'll be at Bolden Acres for the game tomorrow. I'll see you there.
The Morning X.
Hello, 101X. I help you?
This is Paige.
Paige, what do you want?
Are y'all still doing the Green Day thing?
Paige, jeez, please, just ask me on a date already. Yeah. We're still looking for a winner. You think you got it figured out, Paige?
Well, no, but I want to try one more time.
Oh, I love the confidence.
I tell you what, I might, depending on what mood I'm in, I might give you some guidance if you miss here. But give me your best guess. The 10 Green Day songs in order are?
Okay. When I Come Around, Holiday, American Idiot, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, Amy, She, Youngblood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Passlaqua, and Jesus of Suburbia.
That is incorrect, Paige. But here, listen. You have 9, okay? I don't know if I don't know if I should tell you, or because then I'm telling everybody and they got the jump on you. But you have 9 correct. Do you know which one you don't have?
Well, it's like number 2 and 3. I'm kind of like iffy on.
Okay, that's
the. Oh, you mean the 3 songs that Jason shoved into 1 second?
That's the neighborhood. That's the neighborhood that you need to work on. I, you know what? I've said too much, Paige. I've said too much. Here, hold on 1 second for us, all right, Paige?
Okay.
Hello, 101X. Can I help you?
Are y'all taking callers for
we are.
Is this Paige? Who's this?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Sure, and it's not Paige trying to disguise your voice?
No, it's not Paige.
Okay.
I did hear Paige yesterday, though.
All right. Crystal, let me have it. All 10 songs in order.
Okay, let's see. When I Come Around, Kids in America, Good Riddance, Amy, She, mm-hmm. Basket Case, Young Blood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Pasalacqua, Jesus of Suburbia.
What was your name again?
Crystal.
That was really wrong. No, not really wrong. No, I appreciate the effort. There's some in there that
Crystal,
I was like,
but Jason made like the stinkiest of stink faces
I
on one
made
of those.
No stink
like,
face. No, that is not correct. But you're free to continue to enter. I'm going to give a clue here in just a moment. So pay attention to that. All right.
Okay.
Now I could tell Paige and the world which one she doesn't have, but now I'm just going to be heartbroken if Paige doesn't win. See, this is the problem. This is the thing, because she's clearly done all the groundwork, and if I just let everybody take Paige's 90% of the work now and spin the dice on the one she doesn't have.
Roll the wheel.
Yeah. Should I tell the one that she doesn't have?
I mean, not to everybody, maybe just to Paige. But I just want to know what Paige does when she's not sitting here trying to decipher Green Day mashups on the radio.
What do you mean?
Like, in my mind, she's a brain surgeon, and like, she's like, 3 patients have died since we started doing this montage yesterday.
A brain surgeon probably would just buy the Green Day tickets,
I would imagine. She's got it's the thrill of winning it through the radio. Paige is old school.
You know what? No clues just yet. I mean, I said a lot. Listen to what Paige said. She's right there, man. Here, we'll play it for you one more time, and I wish you luck to everybody calling in.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. You are from Oakland. Here we go again.
The Morning X.
Hello, 101X. Is this Paige?
No, this is Sam, but I got it.
Oh, that's Sam, my guy. Let's hear it.
When I Come Around, Holiday, American Idiot, Good Riddance, Amy, Welcome to Paradise, Young Blood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Pasalacqua, Jesus of Suburbia.
Sam, you don't have it.
No?
No, that was pretty good.
Oh, you sold me, Sam.
Okay, here's a clue. American Idiot is not in the mashup, okay?
Okay, so that means number 3 is Brain Stew.
Brain Stew is not in the mashup. but yeah, we'll play it again here in a sec. You can try again for me, all right, buddy?
All right.
Thanks,
yeah,
Sam.
Number 3 is really tricky.
Correct. That's all I'll say is correct. Thanks, Sam.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. You are from Oakland. Here we go again.
So I kind of told you there, all right?
You hear
me, Paige? All right. When he says number 3 is really tricky, that's correct. It's correct, man.
It's correct. Correct description. It is that's not all. A song called Really Tricky.
Dear Redacted next.
Good morning.
My guy, Nicholas Hajda, he gets irrationally angry sometimes. You know, I thought he fixed it. I thought he fixed the problem. But I have learned sometimes he still gets a little pent-up anger, aggression, gets mad, pound fists, stomp feet. And that's the point of this segment, is to hit the pressure release valve on some of that built-up angst. The segment we call Dear Redacted.
Nick Hajda gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say anything.
See, the idea is Nick redacts the name of the person his anger is directed at, so no one's feelings are hurt, can't sue us, we ain't got nothing, good luck, LOL. Who do you have for us today, Hajda?
Well, I thought for a second maybe we could do some Dear Redacted about super hard Green Day trivia. Uh-huh. I thought that might be a way to make it fun for the listeners. Uh-huh. I mean, no, I can't do it. I can't make that fun for the listeners. So just
well, I mean,
not going to do that one.
Because you're wrong. You messed up. And
I'm going to talk about goats. Dear Redacted.
Goats.
Kevin, stop doing that, mate. No need for a mate.
Yeah.
I will give you $500 if you let me name two goats. Until then, you get no money.
You're the goat.
That's right. If you're unfamiliar, the Poison Ivy goats are back downtown. Or
I am super unfamiliar. I have no idea.
Poison Ivy goats? Apparently, there's a bunch of poison ivy down by the river.
Uh-huh.
Undetermined if that's what's... Well, never mind. I'm not going to make jokes about the Ripper, the serial killer. Anyway,
huh?
The solution was to release a bunch of goats, because apparently goats are immune to poison ivy.
Oh,
and
they'll
so
eat
the poison ivy. Goats will eat anything,
nice.
As far as I know.
Nice.
And then the city was like, well, you know, that was a good experiment, but goats are apparently super expensive. But they have a new program where you can adopt a trail goat, and for either $25 a month or just like, I guess, a lump sum of $250. And they say, you will receive a certificate.
A trail goat.
With your new furry friend's name. Uh-huh. I don't want to know what my friend's name is. I want to name my furry friend. Because here's what I want. Is there's got to be two goats out there, and one of them's a little bit mean to the other goat, but they're somehow inseparable. You can't, we have a weird relationship. And I want a Nick and Dick goat.
Oh, okay.
And I will pay...
That's fun.
I will pay $500 of my own money to have a Nick and Dick goat out there eating poison ivy on the trail. But I also want to say, I think while we don't have the largest of marketing budgets here at Waterloo Media, I feel like I can get $500. I can sell this idea to the suits upstairs.
No way.
And have them
no way.
As a marketing thing to have a Nick and Dick goat down there on the trail eating poison ivy.
I'm tempted to say I will match whatever you can sell them on, sponsoring a goat.
Well, I mean, if it's now down to $250, I can definitely sell that.
Well, hold on. When you say adopt a goat, you just really mean sponsor a goat. You don't get a goat.
It lives out there. It's a Well, I mean, look, I'm happy to formally adopt
Where do
it.
They live? I don't know anything about these goats.
By Lady Bird Lake, on the trail.
They're out there wild?
I think so.
Like, we just turned them loose on Lady Bird Lake, and they're
not
like...
Not my concern.
Oh, okay.
I just want to know, if there's two goats out there,
consider
Nick
you
and Dick.
A bad candidate to adopt a goat if you're just going to say, not my concern where my goat lives. All you care about is the name of the goat.
It's out there. It's eating poison ivy, uh-huh. And it's named Nick, and there's one named Dick. And I feel like that would be good marketing, advertising for the show, good branding.
People,
listeners could go down and you can be like, oh, yeah, there's little Nick, there's little Dick.
You are an advertising major at the great Texas State University, correct?
Yeah.
So I assume it's over my head. I'm going to let you explain to me, how is it good advertising for this show and radio station if there's two goats with our names down there eating poison ivy?
Because once the people find out, the internet, Twitter, social media, boom.
Is there currently an advertising student at Texas State who's going to say that to the professor? Where they're like, I'm not sure I understand how your marketing plan works. And they're just going to say, oh, well, sir, once the internet finds out, Twitter, boom.
Once upon a time, Stephen Colbert just had a cable talk show. He named a tugboat after himself. And now he's on Late Night. Okay, he took over for David Letterman.
That's an upgrade.
Boom.
Boom.
Yes, name stuff after you, you get famous. That's all I know. So I just...
Nick Hostos gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
So, but the problem is they come pre-named.
Yes. If you let me name two goats, Nick and Dick, I will find you $500 either out of my own pockets, out of Waterloo Media pockets. Maybe I take Saudi oil money. I don't know.
Whoa.
But I will sponsor two goats if you let me name them Nick and Dick.
Who is in charge of these goats? Who is selling these? Right.
It's the Trail Conservancy.
Okay. Well, get at us, Trail Conservancy. You seem like the people who are just hippie enough to still listen to the radio.
They're a .org.
What's that?
They're .org.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree. All right. 30 seconds on the Green Day Superfan Contest one.
You're just mad that you lost.
No, I'm not mad.
You're just mad you lost. No, you've been taking on me all week.
I asked you to destroy
the chemistry of the show.
Hard Green Day trivia.
And you, how many did you get right?
One of the questions.
How many did you get right?
That doesn't mean that I said from the beginning, I'm probably going to fail miserably. Mm-hmm. But if I tell you to get super hard trivia and one of the questions has multiple choice, you have failed to do it super hard.
It's a 25% success rate. Dungeons Random Chance. That's yes. hard. That's
yes.
hard.
That means any random idiot is going to get it right 25% of the time. If it's super hard, an American idiot should have a 0% chance of getting a super hard question correct, okay? But you did multiple choice. And one of them was, what's the name of the next Green Day album?
Did you know?
I am an idiot, okay? It should be too hard for me.
The Morning X.
See, the point is, I told you, I recommended to you. I didn't instruct you. Mm-hmm. Nick and I are partners. I'm no supervisor. I would never instruct him. I recommended to him he find a Green Day fan, someone who works with us, someone in the building, to consult with him on the super hard Green Day trivia. Did you follow my recommendation?
I mean, the only people working in this building are either 85 or 12. So,
no. Green Day is small, all-encompassing of all ages, okay? Somebody could have helped you. You didn't even look, though. You didn't look, right? You didn't look.
I looked. Yeah. I looked inside.
Okay, one more chance at win them before you can buy them tickets to see Green Day coming in September 24 for your chance at win them before you can buy them tickets. Hang out till the other side of this break.
The Morning X.
Win them before you can buy them tickets to see Green Day September 10th. They're going to be at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater. Going to give them away with another edition of How Much Does It Weigh? Everyone's new favorite game, a sensation sweeping the nation, right?
Yes.
Right?
I do feel a missed opportunity to not sell this to Netflix or Hulu or probably more Tubi during the writer's strike, the actor's strike.
Oh, it's over now, right?
Well, that's when they were looking for all this cheap, easy, don't have to pay writers programming.
This is not cheap. Okay.
I mean, compared to
an idea like How Much Does It Weigh compared to what? No. See the final season of Succession?
Yeah.
Season one of How Much Does It Weigh? Same budget.
Oh, this would be
same budget.
Would we all set the record for the highest budgeted TV show of all time?
That's right. Our contestant is, good morning, Krista.
Hi.
Hi, Krista. The game is very simple. There's three questions here. I'm going to give you and Nicholas Hajda a thing, a person, place, or thing, and you just have to tell me how much does it weigh? Obviously, you want to be as close as possible. The scoring is cumulative, so whoever has the smallest number, smallest discrepancy from your guesses to the actual number at the end of the game is going to be the winner. You follow along, Krista?
I got it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, the first one here. Perhaps if you heard the Green Day Super Hard Trivia contest earlier this week, you know that Billy Joe Armstrong has a guitar that he has nicknamed Blue. That is specifically a Fernandez Revival RST-50. How much does Billy Joe Armstrong's guitar Blue weigh? How much does it weigh? It's just a guitar, Krista. How much does Billy Joe Armstrong's electric guitar weigh? Think of an answer. Nick is scribbling. He's scratching through his first answer.
Mm-hmm.
He is now...
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay, Nick is locked in. And Krista, what do you think?
I'm going to say like 30 pounds.
30 pounds, says Krista. All right. Hajda?
Initially, I said, guitar, that weighs nothing, 5 pounds. But I was like, no, it's probably one of those electric guitars.
I said electric guitar.
Components in there and everything, I upped it. To 12.5 pounds.
12.5 pounds is great for me keeping score with the maths and such. Man, you think Billy Joe is a slight young man. He's just carrying around 30 pounds all the time, Krista. It's 8 pounds. 8.157 pounds. A Fernandez Revival RST-50 guitar. Blue, if you're nasty. You know what I say is 8 pounds is close enough for rock and roll. So that's what we're going to go with. Krista, you're off by 22. Nick, off by 4.5. But still, anybody's game. Anything can happen. The second one, Green Day, arguably their most popular, most successful album, is one called American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
How much
confirmed
does an American Idiot weigh? What is the average weight of a human being in the United States?
Okay.
An American person weigh, how much does it weigh? course, according to the internets, and I will tell you, did not distinguish whether or not it's male or female, so I think we're just averaging them all out together. Hey,
what about the age
a
range?
A woman can weigh just as much as a man, Nick, okay?
Sure.
It's 2023.
Fine, yeah.
A woman can be as every much as weight as a man. The average American idiot. How much?
Is it just adult Americans or are we factoring in kids?
I think, yeah. Adult Americans.
Okay.
It would be uncouth to call a child an American idiot, okay?
I don't know.
Even though I got one living in my house.
Lots of them like to suck on their own feet.
When I tell you what Bumbleito did, that little mother...
Whoa. I'm going to tell you that I have an answer just to...
Okay, you're ready. Krista, what do you think? How much for the average American weight?
I'm going to say, because we're all chunky now, like 175.
Okay, we're all chunky now. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Krista says 175. Nick Hajda...
I got 188.
188.
That is way too high.
8 is too high? Why do you think it's too high?
It's too high.
Well, no.
Because I judge everything by my size, and I'm fat and gross and way overweight. And
but
a lot of it's muscle.
You guessed a number considerably lower than your own size, said that that's way too high.
I'm constantly surprised at how little people weigh.
Well, it is 180 pounds. You know what, Krista? I'm going to give you a ding and an applause on that one. Pretty good. 180 pounds is interesting. I don't know the male-female breakdown, but that's higher than I was expecting. All right? But yeah. I guess Krista points out, we all chunky now. Okay, the last one here, Krista. It gets a little more complicated. Follow along. I'll give you a score update. You're off by 27 pounds. Nick off by 12.5, which means you need to be 15 pounds closer than Nick on this last one if you are going to win. Green Day, the band, how much does it weigh? Now, I'll tell you, I mean specifically Billy Joe Armstrong, Mike Dirnt, Trey Cool combine their three weights. Do not include Jason White, touring guitarist who's been on stage with them since 1999. Kind of a dick move, honestly, Green Day, not to just put him in the band. But I guess you're going to go full Matt Skiba.
You could have rectified it and put him in the combine.
No. Green Day, the band Green Day, is three people. Billy Joe, Mike, Trey. How much does it weigh? Combined weight.
All right, I got it.
Nick is calculusing. He has got it. Krista, what do you think? How much for Green Day?
They're all little bitty guys, so I'm going to say like 465.
465 is an interesting guess, what you have there, Krista and Nick.
I did. It's clever that you gave us the average American adult person.
That's clever.
Yeah.
I'm clever.
I don't think that Green Day approaches any of all three of their bands. I don't know. All I know is Billy Joe Armstrong. I don't know anybody else. I don't know Mike Dirt. I don't know Jason White, whatever their names are.
Trey Cool. Jason White, I specifically told you not to include.
Yeah. I said 369 pounds.
369 pounds.
Individually, 133.
Okay.
No, 23.
Yeah.
I lost.
What? What do you mean? Billy Joe Armstrong. It's a little bitty guy. I should have specified current day Billy Joe because in the Insomniac Nimrod era, got a little chunky, did my man Billy Joe. But no, current day Billy Joe Armstrong weighs 143 pounds. Mike Dirnt is a slender 5'11", 160 pounds. I couldn't believe this last one. It's Trey Cool. You could describe it as sometimes he's a fat guy, all right? He's not fat, all right? But he's a little soft. But only 5'6". You can't tell when he's sitting up on that drum throne. You can't tell what a little bitty dude he is. Only 154 pounds for a total of 457. Krista, you did it. Missed by only 8 pounds on the combined weight. That's incredible. Your total was 35. I don't even know what yours was, but it was a million miles off, which means, Krista, congratulations. Win them before you can buy them. Green Day tickets are yours.
The Morning X.
Cyber Haja headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air. My guy is Nicholas Haja. Go.
Stop. Israel has agreed to take a daily 4-hour pause in fighting across northern Gaza in order to let humanitarian aid enter the enclave, as well as to provide safe passage for civilians away from the fighting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commended Israel while adding that, quote, there is more that can and should be done to minimize harm to Palestinian civilians. Meanwhile, here in Austin, the rent prices continue to drop. According to the latest from Zillow, they released October's observed rent index yesterday, and Austin rent prices fell 1.06% and are down in the last month and are down from almost 3% since last year. Apparently, the average rent is now $1,800 and 13 other dollars added onto it. Sorry, reading numbers is hard. And had bad news for Austin. According to Austin Public Health, congenital syphilis cases in Travis County are expected to double in 2022 and 2023. It's weird that they would say that this is him. Anyway, the congenital cases in Travis County increased by about 40% from 2018 to 2021, mirroring national trends. Now, when I say congenital syphilis...
Yeah, why do you keep saying that word congenital?
Because it doesn't mean...
That's not regular?
Genitals.
Uh-huh.
It means babies.
Baby syphilis.
Babies are being born.
Who cares?
At
who cares about
rate.
The babies? All right.
You know, you're fine with babies having syphilis? I say they should do something about that. Okay.
Right. Wrap it up, babies.
Exactly. Okay. Now this means that there were 8 cases in 2018, and then 11 in 2021. So
seems like this is definitely a.
We could hit 20 syphilitic babies if we don't watch out. Okay.
Well, how do they? Because the mom has syphilis.
The mom has syphilis. They don't realize it. Then it passes on to the baby.
Right.
So.
You don't want that. But you can get rid of syphilis pretty easy,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But that's the one. That was Picasso, right? Like if you
let it fester, I think it rocks your brain or something.
You turn from a great artist into a guy who just likes making scribbly cats.
I think that was a different.
No, I went. I went to the Picasso Museum in Barcelona. All right, I was there, and you could see he was an incredible, incredible painter. And then the last quarter of his work is him just making little cats and dogs. I guess you could call him abstract. I don't know. I don't know. It was weird.
All right.
But he went from brilliant artist to I finger paint dogs. I was there, man. Don't try to challenge me. Look it up if you will.
For a second, I didn't hear that paint between finger and dogs.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Definitely need the paint.
Yes.
Between the fingering of the dogs. All right.
Yes.
Finger of the... Okay. Thursday night football. Oof. Got a stinker. Chicago, 16-13 over Carolina. Chicken or egg? Is this game bad because it's on Thursday night football, or is it on Thursday night football because it's bad? Because at the beginning of the season, you would have looked at Chicago and Carolina. You say, we got the number one overall pick, Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Carolina, Chicago's done all these things to their roster. Justin Fields is going to take the next step. This is going to be quite a matchup of young quarterbacks. Is it because they caught the Thursday night football bug that they...
Yes.
That they,
yeah. If you take a game that you think is going to be good, you put it on Thursday night, just something's going to happen.
Immediately.
Okay, somebody's going to tear an ACL.
Dead.
Somebody's going to forget how to play quarterback.
By the way, our guy Deontay Foreman from...
University of Texas.
21 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown, 2 receptions as well, sitting on my fantasy bench.
Oh, that's
has had
hurt.
Multiple did-not-play coaches' decisions. Healthy scratches this season, and now he's just a bell cow running back.
Yeah,
what's
crazy.
What's going on? From the National Hockey League, your Dallas Stars 5-2 over the CBJs. What do you know about them CBJs, Nick Hajda? Ever dealt with a CBJ?
Columbia Blue Jays?
You're right there.
Carolina.
No. You know, I'm not a hockey expert. I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty positive it's the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Ah.
Yeah. Good old hockey town, Columbus, Ohio. And finally this, the University of Texas number 7 will be on the road against TCU tomorrow, 6:30 kick. I'll be at the Bolden Acres Breaker and Metric-ish, the new north location, if you want to come hang and watch the game. Quinn Ewers will be under center. Missed 2 weeks with a sprained shoulder, but Steve Sarkisian announced yesterday he's had a great week of practice, no setbacks. He is back. My guy, shout out to Bo Edge of the Outsiders. I do a YouTube program with him 3 nights a week. He did have to apologize to me last night because I said on Wednesday Quinn Ewers would start, and he said, no way, no way. But he says, and I like this theory, even if it's total BS, that Quinn is just, for the same reason that he cut his mullet and shaved his beard, he is playing this week to advertise to the NFL, hey, I'm tough, all right? I am tired. This is 2 years in a row that he's missed time with injury. He wants to be a first-round draft pick, and if you want to knock him, you'd be like, he's injury-prone. But he's saying, look at this kid. He's going out there. He's playing hurt. He's tough. Quinn Ewers, tough.
That's fine. Okay. I'm okay with that. Whatever gets him out there.
By the way, Sark also said of Malik Murphy, the backup quarterback, played the last two games for the Longhorns. How's your spirit right now, Hajda? Is it all right? Can you take it?
Sure, fine.
I feel like this is a very Nick Hajda approach.
I know what the quote you're doing. I'm
quote, if we eliminate those turnovers, he played some pretty good football for us.
Yep.
He should be proud of that, end quote. So...
You know, Jason, be more like Coach Steve, okay? I feel like we should adopt this philosophy here.
You.
If you just ignore all of the bad, the failures and the mistakes.
We get to the end of a show.
Nothing but good.
And I feel like I've seen Nick, like, pumping his fist. He's like, that was a good one. We killed it. And I was like, that was a mediocre show at best. But Nick had, like, two great jokes in it. And so he's like, if I just don't count... If I don't get it, it's like the way our friend Kenny plays golf. He only counts his good shots, okay? Yeah. We get to the end of the hole, and he says five, and I'm like, you definitely made eight. Definitely made eight. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one, and that one, and that one. And so I was like, so, yeah, what a mentality, Sark. If we eliminate those turnovers, if we just don't count the bad parts, he played good.
Yeah. I mean, is he wrong?
A real football philosophizer.
The Morning X.
Why is Joe Court going to be late today? I didn't have to point that out. They wouldn't have even noticed. Because we are still in the midst of our Green Day DJ Dick Mash Super Hard Mashup Name That Tune contest. This is 10 Green Day songs in 10 seconds.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. Q, I'm from Oakland. Here we go again.
I mean, normally I would accuse you of withholding from the listen. Like they everybody wants Joke Court. Mm-hmm. They tune in for Joke Court. We should give them Joke Court, but in this case, priorities, obviously.
The first person, we're now 24 hours into the game, 25. First person who can identify all 10 songs in order gets Win Them Before You Can Buy Them Green Day tickets. I guess we only got 90 more minutes before they're Win Them Before You Can Buy Them. Hi, who's this?
Brian.
Brian, and you know all 10 songs.
I'm hoping.
Let's have it, man. Let's hear it.
All right, we've got When I Come Around, Holiday, American Idiot, and then Good Riddance, Amy, She, Youngblood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Pasalacqua, and Jesus of Suburbia.
Congratulations, Brian. That's wrong.
Oh.
That is wrong. But look, I mean, I don't know how closely people are paying attention. I think Paige made that exact guess earlier.
Yeah.
I told her she had 9 out of 10. So I will tell you, Brian, you have 9 out of 10. All right? And I'm putting all the clues together for you myself. Mm-hmm. In a separate clue, I told you American Idiot is not in the mashup. That's all I'm going to say, okay? I told you you got 9 out of 10. I told you American Idiot is not in the mashup. You guys figure it out, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. Q, I'm from Oakland. Here we go.
Part of me wants this to make it to the weekend. I mean, I want to make it to September. I want people just to give up, okay? I want them to flip the format of the radio station and they still don't know. People will never find out. What is that 10th song? What is that one? All right? But I also am like, just don't be a dick, Jason. Just get it over with, all right? Stop. Don't let this hanging over people's head all weekend long. Figure out that 10th song. I admit, it's a dick move. It's a dick move. Joe Court next.
In the comedic justice system, there are two kinds of people. Those who prosecute terrible jokes, and those who attempt to defend them. These are their stories.
Joke Court, where we put ourselves on trial for alleged crimes against comedy. We'll play you a clip, something that we did earlier this week, attempting a joke. And then you, our judge, jury, please don't be executioner. If you think that's an unacceptable joke, you vote at 101X Morning X on Twitter. We're going to start with my guy Nick Hajda here because we just talked to, was that Brian playing, trying to play the Green Day mashup contest? I think this, had to have been yesterday that I was saying this contest could go on for a while. As a matter of fact, the show's not until September. Next year, so we could wait all the way until September to find a winner, and that's when Nick said...
Hopefully we don't have to wait until September ends to get a winner. Yeah, I don't feel good about it either.
Because that's the name of a Green Day song.
Yeah.
Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Did we literally just, did I literally put you on joke court recently for making us Until September Ends joke? Because I hate those
Probably.
Jokes.
Probably.
That sounds very
you
familiar. I am not a fan of people doing the whole, time to wake up Billy Joe, September's over, it's right. October 1st.
Right.
Just like I hate people that do May the 4th Be With You jokes.
Yeah, but you did it anyway.
But I did it anyway. Yeah. Now, do I feel like I did it good because you weren't expecting it? Yeah, sure, fine, maybe, perhaps.
Okay.
While I do not approve of that kind of style of comedy,
yeah, sounds like
I
you're
do
pleading
think
guilty.
That I did a good job. I'm pleading guilty on principle, not execution.
All right, if you say so. At 101X Morning X, you can cast your vote on Twitter for Nick's Wake Me Up When September Ends joke. This one is just, I mean, shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
What?
It was Shake Shack, is that right?
Who's yes.
Giving away free chicken sandwiches if a player in the NFL, it's this Sunday, right? If a player in the NFL scores a touchdown, does a chicken dance, everybody gets a free chicken sandwich at Shake Shack, which Nick followed up with this one.
I think I'll do a promotion where if a player gets CTE, you get a free veggie burger.
Because
they're vegetables.
Wow.
Brain damage.
Poor taste, Hajdan. If a player is bashed in the head so hard that they get permanent brain damage and are no longer able to function as a human. Jim McMahon can't find his house, Nick. Okay, he can't drive home to his house. But that's funny, and they should give away veggie burgers because he's a vegetable now. That's the joke.
That is the joke.
That's the joke.
So you're saying CTE was too serious of a condition?
I would say that, yeah.
What about just like if they get concussed? If I just say that if they get concussed.
Well, I mean, the idea is that they have reached a vegetative state. Okay,
yeah.
We are laughing at the idea of them potentially being a human vegetable.
Yeah,
but
they're not actually getting
burgers.
That serious.
I would say it's a solid joke as long as you're fine making fun of people who are, you know, unable to lead their lives because of brain damage.
I don't want to make fun of those people. I want to make fun
of the idea of those people?
Somebody could become one of those people one
day. Yeah, I think that's the same. I think what you're saying is the same thing.
Also because of the veggie burgers. People don't like the veggie burgers.
Do people not like veggie burgers?
I'm fine with a veggie burger. I still feel like a common person would be like, veggie burger.
Never had one. At 101X Morning X, you can vote on that one from Nick. This one, honestly, I feel like we have to jam this in here because I've been operating so far above the rim. I don't have any joke court entries, okay? There are no alleged crimes against comedy. But this one, from Don't Nick My News 2 days ago, we were talking about a special needs basketball game.
Yeah.
And Nick referenced how in the video it appears that no one is playing any defense. And I said, and I'm not going to watch the video, but now that you mention it, like, defense is one of the things that I would expect them to be good at, you know?
Shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess that's going to be a guilty from your guy. Although I would tell you that I wasn't trying for a joke, okay?
Yeah, this is a self-reported joke court offense, and I was like, that's not a joke. You just said a hurtful, mean thing.
It's just an observation, all right?
Jerk court.
You know what it is? It is I can't turn it off, okay? I know a lot about sports, okay? I know a lot about basketball and strategery, okay? And yeah, if I was, you know, trying to figure out, you know, that's the other thing too, is it didn't specify which of their needs were special, because some would be, but now I'm doing it again.
Somebody please call in with the guests in our Green Day mashup right now?
At 101X Morning X on Twitter. I said guilty. All right.
Yeah,
I voted guilty
on myself.
Then you
tried to explain it. Now I feel guilty too.
You vote on Twitter for today's joke court.
The Morning X.
Oh, last one. Nick told us in headlines today, and I don't really keep up with the, because of the war. Mm-hmm. None of those types of things, but
I wouldn't.
Who's defined their terribleness? Yeah. But you said today that they agreed to a 4-hour no fight zone. What was the deal?
Israel has agreed to daily 4-hour pauses in fighting so that people can get some humanitarian aid. People can flee.
Right.
What's going on
right.
there?
Obviously,
the risk of being blown up.
I'm for not blowing anybody up. So I'm on whichever side is the right one. Okay.
See, I think that's the problem.
Don't want to discuss. I just want, tell me about the execution of this 4-hour we promise not to blow you up during this period of time. Like, is it like in Wayne's World when they're playing street hockey and a car comes and they're just like, car, and then they take a break and then they're like, game on. Do they just say game on and start blowing people up again? How does that work?
I don't really know. It just says that they're going to announce each 4-hour window
because
3 hours in advance.
They're saying we're going to stop.
So I said, we're going to go violence. On like TV and say, like, hey,
so
guys.
You can, guys, we're going to stop the violence.
Today,
just so
you go from 2 to 6.
I understand correctly, right? We're going to stop the violence so that you guys, the enemy, can get food and water in here.
Yeah.
And then once you've got it, we're going to blow it all up.
Well.
It's a questionable strategy. It's questionable. I mean, if you could just call off the violence for 4 hours, why can't we call it off for good, guys? Why can't we just call it off for good? Eh? Eh? Huh?
I mean, I wish, but past thousands of years says, no, we can't. No, we can't.
That's why I stick to sports, kids.
Yeah.
All right. Glad I have you, newsman. Glad to have you, buddy.
The Morning X.
We have a $150 NFL shop gift card to give away, our NFL jersey. We will be playing our fantasy football contest in just a moment. So hold on, fantasy gurus, but let's do this first. Hi, 101X.
Hey, Jason, it's Sam again.
Sam, let's party, bro.
All right, I think I got it this time.
All right, let's do it, Sam. All 10 songs in order.
All right, When I Come Around, Holiday, 21 Guns, Good Riddance, Amy, She, Young Blood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Passalacqua, Jesus of Suburbia.
Sam, you still have 9 correct. You have 9 correct and 1 incorrect, but I can hear it. I could easily swap 21 guns in there. I could do it, but I didn't. That's not what I did. So you're still on 9.
Can you hit the album?
What's that?
Can you hint the album?
It would take a real idiot to do such a thing like that. Okay.
Idiot. I see.
All right. Try again later, Sam.
All right. Thanks.
All right. I mean, I'm just giving it to you guys now. All right. Just giving it to you, right?
I feel like we could just give it to them. They're not going to get to it. Let's just give it to them.
Here, one more time, then we'll play fantasy football.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. You are from Oakland.
If you know all 10, you can win them before you can buy them tickets to see Green Day. But right now, we need a fantasy football contestant. Do you know what you need to know in Fantasyland? It's easy. You just pick a running back, wide receiver, quarterback. It's Nick v. Dick v. Listener. If you beat both me and Nick, you win yourself a brand spanking new jersey of your choosing from NFLShop.com. We've only lost one time. Is that correct, Hasha?
Correct.
We need a contestant. Beat us for the second time. Good luck on the phone.
The Morning X.
We are still looking for a winner. Our impossible 10-song mashup. If you name all 10 Green Day songs in order, you can win Green Day tickets. But I'm getting my contest crossed here as it's time for Nick v. Dick v. Listener Fantasy Football Contest, which it was 3:20-ish this past Sunday, Nick, when I was checking my fantasy scores, just ensuring that I would, in fact, have a team go 0-9. I did. I realized, hang on, did we not play the fantasy contest last Friday?
Yeah, it was definitely Monday morning when I realized it, when you told me that we didn't
do it.
What
the hell? Why did, why?
We were having so much fun, man.
As if this show needs a producer. If you beat the both of us, we're going to give you an NFL jersey, or really $150 to spend however you choose at NFLShop.com. For example, you could get 37 Carolina Panthers Christian McCaffrey Big Shot Ballers figurines. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would I want 37? I just need one, right? Mm-hmm. Well, why do I need one? He's not even a Carolina Panther anymore. But you guys, Panthers fans, you watched last night, okay?
See,
just embrace the memory of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah,
just embrace the time when you had Christian McCaffrey. What? How about one figurine and then 36 Carolina Panthers, the Northwest group, 24 by 16 and a half growl towels.
A growl towel?
It's a towel. Yeah.
It's a Panthers.
A Carolina Panther. Growl towel. Remember I used to have that Carolina Panthers fan wrapping and stuff?
Yeah.
Lost in the hack. It's gone forever. Could never have too many towels.
That's probably what they were after.
Anyway, beat the both of us and you can score an NFL jersey or spend your $150 however you choose. Our contestant is, hello, Fernando?
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy? Very simple contest. Do a quick little three-round snake draft. You need one passer, one receiver, one running back. If you beat both me and Nick, we're going to hook up an NFL jersey, all right?
Yes, sir.
Because of our malfeasance not playing last week, I'm going to say listener gets first pick, and I'm in such a good mood. Nick, I'll let you choose. You want second or third pick? What do you want? 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 Just decide. Don't look at your third, he says. Wants the turn. Okay, so you're up first, Fernando. You may pick any player that you like. You need one quarterback, one wide receiver, one running back. What say you?
I'm going to do...
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Dak Prescott.
Prescott.
They're playing the Giants, so.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah, good point. Light them up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Fernando, for leaving me one Christian McCaffrey traveling to Jacksonville. That will be my pick. I will take Christian McCaffrey. Nick, on the clock for two.
I was hoping you wouldn't do that, and I could sneak him in and get another good player. However, I will go with Josh Allen at quarterback.
Picking a quarterback? Get out of here.
And...
get out of here.
It's got to be the right call. Travis Etienne Jr.
He's playing San Francisco. It's the toughest defense. You know what?
Is it?
Okay, it'll be on me this week then. Don't worry, kids. I got it. Who did I pick? Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
And he picked Dak Prescott already, so I can't pick a thing. You know what? Let me rob all of the points from Fernando. I will take wide receiver CeeDee Lamb. How do you like them apples? Fernando, two more picks for us. You need a running back and a wide receiver.
Let me do Bijan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then let me think on this one.
Take your time.
Let's do... Man, you took Lamb for me. You took my whole game plan. I'm
going
to have to do Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham Jr. Okay.
I like those picks, Fernando, but not because they're good for you. Just because it saves us from having to spend it.
Yeah, it's like he drafted a fantasy team for 2016 and 2025.
Yeah.
the games, unfortunately, are being played this Sunday, Fernando. So what do I have left? Quarterback, give me Joe Burrow.
Okay. Excellent. It's got no receivers, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I will take as my last receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay, excellent.
Give me the
selection.
PPR
beat the twos of us, Fernando, and you are getting an NFL jersey.
101X is KROX FM Butte. Alternative Austin. Live, local, and free. A division of Austin's own. Waterloo Media.
1 hour of show left for the week. If you think you can solve the Green Day mashup riddle that we have presented to you, we'll answer the phone 512-835-1015. Dennis De La Pena, Fox 7 Sports is next.
Good morning, X.
Oh, no, that's not right. Fridays, we welcome to the show, professional broadcast. That's right. A real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, my guy, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, how are you, man?
Oh, you never want to fumble the opening kickoff, Jay. Come on, man.
Yeah. You know, here, let's just talk about all kinds of behind-the-scenes radio stuff. Dennis, surely...
That's the good stuff.
I don't know how often, I don't know how television works, but surely you mess up every night, right? Like, you do something. I mean, I'm not saying you're incapable of a perfect broadcast, but there's always, like, a little something that you do, right?
Always something. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So, yeah, whether it's the little Chiron graphic, the name, title.
But I feel like in TV, you guys are masters of, okay, that is a disaster, but I'm just going to keep on going. Nobody's going to notice that. As we're here in the good old Morning X land, we not only acknowledge our mistakes, we turn it into 3 minutes of content.
That is a strategy.
You know what's funny? My first news director when I was in Amarillo, I actually liked that philosophy. I would just draw attention to it. We'd have some fun with it. And they're like, yeah, you might not want to point out all the mistakes we're making, especially, you know, smaller market.
Yeah.
The mistakes are heavy. And yeah. I turned it into a carnival. And I was having fun, but news director, not so much.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, there's big sports to attend to, Dennis, but I was wondering, we're in day two of our super difficult DJ Dick Mash Green Day mashup Name Those 10 Songs contest.
Oh, you think Dennis has got it?
Would you like to try your hand, Dennis?
Man, I'll give it a shot, but Green Day, I'm pretty, I don't go too deep.
That's not your wheelhouse? I mean, you're the perfect age for it, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll play, this is 10 Green Day songs in 10 seconds, Dennis. You give me your best guess. Here we go.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. You are from Oakland. Here we go.
Listening over the phone, I imagine it perhaps slightly more difficult, but I assume you're going to get 7 or 8, Dennis.
Dennis, if you just want to launch into Quinn Ewers talk right here, that's fine. That's totally acceptable.
So my answer will be Longview. That's all I got.
Yeah, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's great. It is Longview.
Yeah.
Two separate snippets of Longview.
Okay. Down to business. Important game for the Longhorns. Going to Fort Worth, maybe for the last time ever. Who cares? Tomorrow, 6:30 kick, Texas and TCU. Maybe a little bit of a surprise announcement. Yesterday, Sark showed up at his press conference and said Quinn Ewers will be starting, returning after missing 2 weeks with a sprained shoulder. Obviously, the answer is a little bit of both, Dennis, but is Quinn Ewers coming back because he's healthy and ready to play, or because Malik Murphy is not?
So, you know, and Sark went out of his way. He led with it. Usually we kind of have to try to push him to, you know, hey, who's getting the reps today? He's like, Quinn's our starter. He knew what we wanted to know, so he kind of, you know, cut to the chase. And then he was really, he gave a lot of detail as far as he's making all the throws he needs to see. I even followed up, even though he kind of said he seemed like he's not limited. But I really want to know, like, okay, it seemed like on Monday this was a pain tolerance thing. Is he going to have to kind of grin and, you know, grit the teeth, get through something? He's like, no, he's not limited at all. Like, going into TCU, so I got to take him at his word that shoulder's good. He's seeing everything he wants to see. He can make the throws, all the throws he needs to make. So
see, Dennis, that's why I don't believe him. Because anytime a football coach gives you a bunch of information,
so is Quinn is not going to start.
No. That I believe is. But when he's talking about how good Quinn looks, when a coach gives you a bunch of information, that's when he's trying to avoid telling you the real answer, which is that Malik is bad. So that's why he went into such detail. That's why he came right out and said it, is because he didn't want to sit there and say, well, have you seen Malik Murphy? Like, that's the answer. Why is Quinn starting? Because we saw Malik Murphy start for 2 games.
So let the record show. From my standpoint, Malik Murphy is not bad. Malik Murphy is a very talented young quarterback.
Oh, Dennis is about to light you up. Jason has already said Malik Murphy, welcome to defensive end meetings. He's already put him there.
I know. I was thinking of Jace when because he was ready to convert him to a DE. And on those first, you know, that first quarter, I'm like, I almost texted you, Jace. I was like, you still want to make him a defensive end? But I'm glad I didn't.
Dennis, Nick and I were at the game watching him throw these bombs to A.D. Mitchell, and we were already figuring out where Arch Manning was going to transfer to, but it didn't exactly last.
It's my fault, Dennis. Yeah. Everything was going fine until I went to go find a corn dog, and that's when it all went downhill, so my bad.
Come on, man. Fundamental.
But he makes mistakes like most any college redshirt freshman who's making his second start in front of 100 grand will make against the top 25 team. I mean, some of those were inexcusable, but, you know, Jonte kind of getting caught in the wash and falling down to leading to that first pick. I mean, things happen. I think UT fans should take the 2-0 under Malik's watch. He got some extremely valuable experience, and now you have your veteran who's been there, done that, to go
to go win on the road. So it all works.
Dennis, Reese Davis this week, host of College Game Day. Not my host. I'm a Chris Fowler guy. But Reese Davis, host of College Game Day, arguably knows more about college football than I do, says that Texas has all but secured their spot in the college football playoff, says that none of the teams remaining on their schedule are capable of beating the Longhorns. Do you agree with Reese Davis?
No. Yeah, I heard that too, and I'm like, Reese Davis, like, because I respect him. He's been doing it for a long time, and so I don't know if this is just a hot take era to where you have to have black and white and bold takes. That just seemed to me that didn't compute. If you watch college football for a year, you know that that there's not a lot that separates. If you've watched Texas football in the last 3 weeks, you know that there's not a lot that separates a win or a loss. I mean, you went to Houston and you got a little bailed out by that refs call. Otherwise, you got Holgorsen probably going for two to win that game. And then you have K-State. I still am wondering, like, if I'm K-State.
Why?
Why go for it there? You're doing everything right, and you got this young quarterback on the ropes that's not moving the ball. Like, so anyway, those are two times in the last, 3 weeks? So, yeah, Reese, that seemed kind of out of left field for me. Any of these games are losable. Yes, they're all winnable. Yes, Texas is a 10-point favorite. I think it moved up, right?
Yeah, it was up to 12.5. I think it's going down a little again. But
yeah, but let's – come on, let's be real. The UT secondary has been a little gettable, mm-hmm. and TCU is potent with the pass. That right on its face is like not an ideal matchup. Do I think Texas is going to win? Sure, but I definitely wouldn't say that no one is capable of beating them in these next three.
Dennis,
Ames, I mean, Iowa State and Ames, come on.
Yeah, we're out of time, man. What's on Fox this weekend, dude?
Man, loaded. Get this. So you're not going to see me this weekend on our Fox football tonight because we got the quadruple header. Starting with a top 10 show. I know. And they're all good. Michigan, Penn State. That's a top 10 showdown. Utah, Washington after that. Yeah. It's always fun watching Pennix. Right. Oak State. You know, you kind of want to scout who you think you're going to meet in the Big 12 championship game. Yeah. Okay, that's when you walk the dog, James. I mean, but then get back for USC Oregon because that's going to be a pinball machine of a game. So, and then the NFL double deuce, 49ers Jags, very watchable. Cowboys Giants to see how much Jack and company can bring up on the DeVito led Giants.
I asked Nick to predict what he thought the point spread was, and he told me 50, Dennis, which would
be
a lot.
Too much, Dennis?
That would be a lot.
Should I go higher?
Dennis, do you know this? That Tommy DeVito is the name of Joe Pesci's character in Goodfellas.
Oh my gosh, I'm a Goodfellas.
See,
I told you, nobody knows.
I have to keep ringing the bell then, because when he came in the game 2 weeks ago, I was like, his name's Tommy DeVito? That's the name of Joe Pesci's character.
I knew he was Tommy.
Yeah, they don't really often say his last name, but I am just like, why are more people not acknowledging this? Why he's named after the guy?
Okay, but for the bonus, what's his nickname?
I don't know the answer. What is
Shoeshine Tommy?
Oh,
he signed those shoes.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to go with Cloud.
Listen, I'm just going to tell Tommy DeVito, the quarterback of the Giants, if Brian Daboll tries to take you into a room and says they're about to make you, you're about to be made, don't go in there, man. Don't go in there. It's not good. Dennis, you have a good weekend. We'll talk again next week. All right.
Yeah, now go get your up and shine box.
The Morning X.
And hello, 101X.
Can I play the Green Day mashup again?
Who is this?
Crystal.
Crystal.
All right, Crystal. If you
try
insist.
Again, let's do it. All 10 songs in order. You can do it. I believe in you.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my list real quick.
Okay, get the list. Like you put the list down and then walked away to the phone. And came. No, it's fine.
Okay. When I Come Around.
Okay.
Holiday. Welcome to Paradise. Good Riddance, Amy, She, Youngblood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Pasalacqua, Jesus of Suburbia.
Crystal, you're not going to believe this.
Yes.
You still got nine. Okay. You still got. Yes, I could. I can hear Welcome to Paradise in there as well, but it's not Welcome to Paradise. But you're that close, Crystal. You're that close. All right. Keep trying.
Back to the lab.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks.
The Morning X.
Green Day at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater, September 10th. Tickets on sale at 10 a.m., so we got 30 minutes and change before these Win Them Before You Can Buy Them tickets are just Win Them tickets. We are playing our super difficult Green Day mashup contest. DJ Dick Mash did it again. Congratulations, Jason. You're the worst. There are 10 Green Day songs smashed into 10 seconds here. If you could identify all 10, we have tickets for you. Are you ready, Hashta? Here we go. How many can you get at this point?
I mean, I can just say probably from memory of people other guessing it, but like, yeah, I mean, do I hear
you
it's
can't
all,
get
it's
it.
All the
you
same
can,
song.
Can't.
It's all American.
Here we go. It's all American Idiocy,
yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Tattoos, Amy, don't you go. Q, I'm from Oakland. Here we go again.
Hello, 101X. Hello? Hello?
Something weird.
Hello?
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Holy moly. Hi, this is Paige.
Hey, Paige.
Hi, Paige. You sound strict. You know what? That's fine. Do you have the answer for me, Paige?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm rooting for and against you, okay? You've put so much work into it. I would hate to see somebody else win, but I would also love to see no one win. So, let's
you did a great job. It's been like tormenting me for 24 hours.
Okay. So. Good. I do that to women. What is your guess? 10 Green Day songs in order. Let's hear it.
Okay. When I Come Around, Holiday, St. Jimmy, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, Amy, She, Youngblood, Nice Guys Finish Last, Going to Passalacqua, and Jesus of Suburbia.
You got it, Paige. St. Jimmy was apparently the cheat in there. Tell me about your pride. Did you listen to the podcast, slow it down, pause it? You're just a super fan? Because yesterday, you got eight of them real quick.
I am a super fan, and I actually followed your advice. I did a voice memo of when you played it.
Ah.
And so then I did listen to it, but I knew them most of them pretty quickly. So I wrote them down, and then also I did re-listen a thousand times to y'all's things yesterday.
Yeah. So, well, I'm just glad that you did not kidnap Billy Joe and force him to be like, what are these songs?
That first three songs in 1 second. That was a dick move, I admit. But we did it, Paige. We did it. You're going to go see Green Day. Just stay alive till September, okay? That's sometimes a tough task for some of us. September 10th, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. You're going to be there for Green Day.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paige. Hold on 1 second. Did it, guys. We did it. Yeah, okay, so the first 1 second of the mashup, that is When I Come Around, and then it's the very beginning of When I Come Around. It's just a little guitar.
I recognize that.
And then in the bridge of Holiday, that's the second song, right before he goes, the speaker from California has the floor. That's just a little, and then after that... That dong,
yeah,
dong. That is the first note of St. Jimmy from Green Day, which is track 4.5 on American Idiots. It's weird because it's a rock opera, bro. It's stitched up to Are We the Way? You know, I don't have to give away my DJ Dick Mash secrets to you, my friend. But yeah, St. Jimmy was the one that was crossing everybody up. All right. 27 hours in the books of the contest. That was a win for us. We did good.
It was a win for Paige.
It was definitely a win for Paige. Thank you to...
She can go back to her normal life now.
I think it was Crystal... Sam, and for 1 second, Brian.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all four contestants who have played along in our contest. That was a fun time. I'll see you guys at Green Day in September. Well, I'll see Paige. Sorry, guys. Tickets on sale soon. All right.
The Morning X.
Come on, man. Come on, man. We were about to go out on such a high note. There's no need for it. I'm just trying to uplift people, make them feel good with some positive news, and then Nick's going to try and ruin it. A segment we call Don't Nick My News. Let's go to India for Don't Nick My News today. A young man, Arav Anil of India. How young? I don't know. Just as a schoolboy. I'm going to guess 8.
Okay.
Arav has an uncle, again, not named in the story. Really could use these details. His uncle, Leroy of India is a 70-year-old retirement government employee who's got a trembly hand, okay? He just wants to eat a bowl of cereal, but he can't do it without splattering it all over his trousers, okay? How is Leroy to get the Captain Crunch down his gullet when his hand is so shaky? Enter 8-year-old Arav Anil, who is a bit of a science wonder. He built a device using motors, sensors, microelectronics, and a 3D printer. I will spare you the exact details because I don't have them. But he made an auto-stabilizing spoon for his Uncle Leroy so that he can eat despite his trembly hand. Now undergoing tests at the RV College of Physiotherapy in Bengaluru, southern India, Anil says that he expects to publish the results of a small trial in a medical journal next year before he manufactures his auto-stabilizing spoon on a small scale, initially for hospitals. What an incredible story of a young man helping his uncle eat soup.
Does it help?
What a story.
Is it more inspirational if it's his grandpa?
It does seem like
grandpa. Yeah.
Look, little Charlie Bucket and Willy Wonka. He didn't wake his uncle up out of bed to go to the chocolate factory, okay?
Does Grandpa Joe. What if he just brings Uncle Joe?
You know what? What was his mom's name? I don't remember, but her brother would be Charlie's uncle.
Yeah.
He's so PO'd that Charlie got the factory. He's so mad. Yeah. Anyway. Go, Nick. Nick away.
Here, I feel like you're about to trump me by nicking this with playing a certain Family Guy clip. That's fine.
I don't have it, but...
Okay, good. But here, and now I feel bad because you just mentioned that he's going to try to put this fork into production or something.
For the hospitals, Nick.
Now I feel like I'm ruining things for this guy. He's going to try to make a buck off of this invention that is for a good cause here. But I'm going to sit here like I solved this years ago. I remember once upon a time I was trying to eat some leftover sausage here at the radio station. We don't have any plates or anything. So if you want to put something in the microwave, you got to take a paper cup that people have for coffee. So I put sausage in a cup and I was like, this is brilliant. In the future, I am convinced if we survive, all food will be consumed in cup form. Just putting food in a cup is better. You're able to just hold on to it with one hand, so you can do other things. You can multitask.
I'm already readying the Family Guy clip.
And so I feel like I don't know what Grandpa Joe here in India is trying to eat. I assume it's not something that he could just skewer with a fork because that solves this problem.
Right.
But yeah, if it's some sort of soup,
you're saying
it's oatmeal, just put in a cup. Drink it.
Drink your soup.
Problem solved.
I mean, or you could be dignified and eat with a spoon like a grown-up, but...
Well, he can't. Right. He's got to have the shaky spoon.
I missed most of your nicking because I was finding this clip because if you asked for it, you got it. Oh, is there more?
No, that was it. I
had a third one, but it got ruined at that wine tasting at Michael J. Fox's house. Hi, I'm Peter Griffin. Now, we were going to show you the actual scene, but it would just make us all sad. So I'm just going to tell you what happened. See, he has this disease, and it makes him shake a lot, and what with all the shaking, he spilled his wine all over my shirt, and my shirt was ruined. So that's what that was. I mean, he was very nice about it. He said, send me the bill. That's not how he said it, but, we got there. Anyway, I sent him the bill, and he sent me this check, but I don't think I'm going to be able to cash this. You think Tracy Paulin would be in charge of their checkbook, Because, I mean, what else is she doing right now? I don't think he's got the leverage to Rita Wilson her around town anymore. That's where it's gotten. So, anyway, that's what happened to my shirt. I'm glad we took the high road on this one. What's that? Oh, wait, now they're telling me they do want to show it. I really like the finish on this charade. Son of a bitch, what is your...
Why don't cue me?
That's not funny.
Don't cue me up for things, man.
Of all the inappropriate, offensive, we shouldn't play Family Guy clips. I think this one might be your favorite.
The Morning X.
For my next trick, I will talk all over the sweet lead violin solo. You heard most of it. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at The Morning X says, I was voting in the preliminaries when the sales guy tried to get me to do his job. So I said, relax, don't do it. And I went on to DJ Dick Mash myself a puzzle no American idiot could solve. I've lost track of time. Can someone tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Thanks for the assist, Zach. It's Friday, guys. It's going to be a good one. Yeah. In a matter of hours, I think I'm going to close up my backside.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Tesla.
On your relatable automobile.
Yeah, I think they get backlash finally. Finally,
nice.
Today. Maybe. It's going to, maybe. I don't know. I'll count my chickens once they're no longer smashed.
Exposed to the outside.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Bolden Acres starting at 6 o'clock. It's a 6:30 kick, Texas TCU, the new Bolden Acres North Breaker and Metric-ish. Get all the details at 101x.com. I'll see you there. Hook 'em.
The Morning X.
Thanks.